This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Colonial Pipeline has restarted that big pipeline that delivers almost half of the fuel they use on the East Coast. But it's going to take several days for deliveries to return to normal, says the company, after that cyber attack that forced the pipeline to shut down. Our Jackie Quinn on the big lines at the pumps.
For drivers, especially in North Carolina and Virginia, the shutdown brought fuel shortages, dried up gas tanks, and spurred extra long lines.
I got things I got to do, things I got to go, places I got to
Jamar Gaddison's also an Uber Eats driver. He had to take the day off because of the fuel lines and cost.
I don't want to have to sit in a line to get gas with
little
orders.
AAA says the average price for a gallon of gasoline ticked above $3 for the first time since 2016. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Kids as young as 12 can now get the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. The CDC's approved it. Here's our Sagar Magani.
The FDA cleared the vaccine for adolescents earlier this week, and it was already being used in places like suburban Atlanta.
You're about to get your first vaccine. You're going to get your life back to normal really soon. Good night.
Where middle schooler Meredith Rogers was among those getting the shot.
It just felt like a flu shot.
But much of the nation was waiting for the CDC's independent advisors to make their recommendations, and they say the vaccine will safely protect kids between 12 and 15. The CDC itself quickly accepted the recommendation.
The violence in the Mideast has killed 69 Palestinians, 7 people in Israel, including a 6-year-old child hit in a rocket attack. Some border enforcement officials are telling us that all the attention on unaccompanied children and families crossing the border has created an opening for single adults and drug smugglers to try to get past authorities. This is AP News. Adults living in Ohio who've gotten at least one COVID shot could win a $1 million lottery prize, and kids could win a college education. Here's our Tim McGuire.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine is working to get more people vaccinated before the state's mask mandate and most other coronavirus-related orders end June 2nd. DeWine is touting new lottery games in his state. First, there's a $1 million drawing every Wednesday for 5 weeks starting May 26th. There's no cash outlay. Each player simply has to be an adult who has had at least one vaccine dose. There's another game, this one for vaccinated Ohio teens under 18. And the 5 prizes are full ride 4-year scholarships to a state public university. The governor admits it's a crazy idea and possibly waste of money, but he adds the real waste when the vaccine is now readily available is a life lost to COVID-19. I'm Tim McGuire.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.